Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Four-year-old called the police to talk about his toys, and then they showed up at his door. Written by Haley Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One young New Zealand boy innocently called the police and asked them to come to his house because he had something for them. But there were no donuts waiting for the officers, and there also wasn't any emergency. Instead, the tyke had made a call to 111, New Zealand's emergency dispatch number, to invite police to come see his toys. When the female dispatcher answered the call, she was addressed very respectfully as Police Lady. The four-year-old, with a high-pitched voice and matter-of-fact manner, stated that he had some toys for her. Whether he actually intended to give his toys away is uncertain, but he did request that she come see them. Evidently, Dad was busy with another child in the home when the boy called the police, and Mom was feeling sick that day. That's when the lad made his move. Many have experienced the embarrassment of having a child take it upon themselves to use the phone without permission. And this time, that call was to the police, no less. After verifying with Dad that all was well in the home, the dispatcher connected with Constable Kurt, who decided to take the young boy up on his offer. Constable Kurt made a visit to the boy's home, where he was given a toy tour by the youngster. While there, Constable Kurt showed his little admirer a few things as well, including the inside of the patrol car and the car's emergency lights. Constable Kurt even let the boy try on his hat. The call wasn't all fun and games. Constable Kurt took time to explain the proper reason to call the police, and he also explained why it's important not to call if it's not an emergency. You never know, that visit may have even sparked an early career interest for the boy. In the end, it's hard to say who enjoyed the visit more. Constable Kurt admitted that he did have cool toys. Constable Kurt met one little boy right where he was, demonstrating kindness and caring for one of the small citizens. That's pretty cool too. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 11:19. Nurses lay newborn son on Dad's chest, and moments later, the man takes his last breaths. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Haley Park shared about the moment she placed her newborn son on the chest of her dying husband, JP, just before he found healing from his cancer in heaven. And the heartbreaking post went viral, sparking a wave of support for the grieving family. In this broken world, joy and sorrow exist together. And 28-year-old mom Haley Park of Connecticut experienced both with the birth of her second son. I come to you all with news that is the most joyous, but also the most somber, Haley wrote on Facebook. This boy entered the world in the most brave and magical way, with a very big miracle to fulfill in a short matter of time. You see, doctors had diagnosed Haley's husband, JB, with cancer, and what had started as a 6-month prognosis rapidly turned into just a matter of days. So when Haley laid her newborn son on his daddy's chest, there was a mix of elation and anguish. The couple's little boy wasn't due for another 3 weeks, but when doctors admitted JB to the hospital for complications associated with his cancer, Haley knew they didn't have much time left. They asked doctors to induce her labor so that JB would get the chance to meet his second son. Unfortunately, the labor wasn't progressing quickly enough and doctors feared JB had only a few hours left. So the couple opted for an emergency C-section. I put my trust in God that this was part of his plan, and I did what I had to do out of love to fulfill my husband's last wish, Haley explained. Once the baby arrived, nurses whisked him away to place the newborn on his daddy's chest. The miracle of all this? When our baby was placed on JB's chest, JB's vitals all instantly improved, Haley said. He was also acknowledging our son was there, making small head movements and sweet moans. Once she was ready, the medical team wheeled Haley's hospital bed down to her husband's room. "I spent my recovery time gazing at my husband," she recalled. "I was gazing at him in sadness, but in awe of his strength. He took his last breaths with our son on his chest and my hand in his hand." There are inherent risks built into an early delivery, but the newborn on JB's chest was perfectly healthy, and the precious angel was there just in time to peacefully usher his dad to the healing he would find in heaven with Jesus. God prepared our son for this very moment because he came out weighing 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and 20 inches long, with fully developed lungs that let out the sweetest of cries, Haley said. The couple hadn't picked out a name yet for their second son, and so Haley chose to honor her late husband by announcing the birth of her brave, amazing son, John Beeson Park, JB. It didn't take long for Haley Park's post to go viral, and thousands of comments poured in, with folks from all over the world offering condolences and words of encouragement. JB Park leaves behind his wife, Haley, as well as his two sons, newborn JB and firstborn, Brinton. And while it's a devastating loss, as Christians, this faithful family grieves with the hope given to us by Jesus Christ. JB's time on earth may have come to a close, but his eternal life in heaven has only just begun. The hearts of his loved ones hurt, but their souls rest assured they will one day see JB again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.